We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. I'm Jack Smith, joined by Riders catcher Ian Mahler. Ian, how are you feeling after a 9-1 win last night?
Really good. Game was quick, pitches were great, and lineup was doing great, so it was a great game for me.
You guys are 4-0, the only remaining undefeated team in the Texas League South. How do you feel like you guys have played from your perspective through four games so far?
I think we play really good. Pitching has been really good. Eliminating a lot of the other team's lineup, and then our lineup, kind of 1-9, has been like super scrappy. Everybody's taking good at bats. Feel like pitchers on the other team are exhausted after like kind of facing our lineup. So I think we've been playing really good.
That's one thing we talked about on the broadcast last night, is just how pesky this order seems 1-9. You guys aren't helping the opposing pitchers out. There doesn't seem like a spot where a guy can take a break. How would you describe, with your own words, what this offense is right now?
Yeah, I would say everybody 1-9 is like true hitters. Everybody's going to see pitches. They're going to swing at their pitch. And even if we're not hitting the ball at the ballpark, you know, my lineup, we're going to draw walks. We're going to take our hits. So I feel like everybody 1-9 is like real professional hitters, and that's kind of tough for an opposing team.
And then when you can hit the ball out of the park, that certainly helps. You did for the first time this season last night, 2-for-4. The homer traveled 397 feet over the home run terrace, which we're sitting in right now, and it came on pitch 7 in a 3-2 count. As you worked through that at bat, what was on your mind prior to that last pitch?
I really see something up. He was really throwing me fastball changeup the whole at bat. Trying to see something up, and honestly just trying to put a good swing on it, get barrel to it, and it's kind of just a changeup that was left up kind of in my swing path, and I was able to catch it out in front. So
have you hit a further home run here in your memory, either in game or in batting practice?
No, not here. I think I hit one to left center last year, but I think the one yesterday is better than that one, so just the farthest one for sure.
You and I were talking about it before we started recording. You clear the home run terrace here. The next one's got to be in the Lazy River, though.
Yeah, that's definitely a bucket list thing now, I guess. It would definitely be a lot tougher, especially because the ball flies a lot more to left. But, I mean, I don't know, man. If I get that one, I'll be more impressed with that one for sure.
It would be to the opposite field. It would definitely be a tough shot. Outside of the offense, which has been great, the pitching staff has also just been so spectacular. And the bullpen faced the minimum over the final 5 innings yesterday. You've got the front row seat to it from behind home plate. So what has stood out to you from the arms so far?
Yeah, I feel like all of our arms, obviously we have a lot of talent. But I mean, all of our guys, I mean, they know their strengths. And so far they've kind of followed their strengths. They've been getting ahead of batters, haven't been wasting a lot of pitches. And then once we've gotten ahead, we've been able to put pitchers or hitters away. So the pitchers are doing a great job. They're limiting damage, not a lot of walks, not a lot of wild pitches or things like that. They're around the zone, they're attacking guys, and they've been able to put guys away, so they've been awesome.
What stands out to you, and we're with Ian Mahler, the Riders catcher, when you're behind home plate at this ballpark?
Yeah, I feel like Frisco crowd is, I mean, they're not that tough, especially to their own players. They're kind of really good no matter how you're doing, but I mean, the ballpark's great, the fans are great, so I mean, it's kind of easy to play here, or being the home team here at least. So I mean, it's great playing here.
Julian Brock is in there today. How do you guys maybe share or compare what you guys know and notice about the pitching staff when you guys are trading off catcher's duties?
Yeah, I mean, we're always talking. We were actually talking before this about the starter today, and I mean, we're always talking, especially in spring training. One guy might have caught another guy more, another pitcher more than the other, so we're always talking. And then we have a couple meetings before the games with all the catchers and the pitchers and pitching coaches. So I mean, we're always talking, relaying information just to make it easier on us.
Not asking you to give away the plans or anything, but what were some of the pieces of information that you guys discussed today about Blake Townsend, who takes the ball?
Yeah, just about like what he likes to throw to lefties, what he likes to throw to righties, kind of like his go-to pitches, like his strengths, like I said, what he likes to put guys away with, just things like that, just so it makes the game calm part a little smoother and easier.
If you were asked what is his top strength, what would your answer be?
His slider, for sure. I think he throws that a lot, like a big sweeper breaker, especially lefties have a really tough time with it, so that's his strength.
That's a wrap on part one of our pregame conversation with Rough Riders catcher Ian Mahler. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for part two. We've got more to come after a short break, including starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. We'll be right back on the Cacique pregame show.